I really love it when questions like this are laid out so logically and sequentially, because I can just get to the heart of the question without wondering or worrying too much about the facts, to ensure that my advice is as accurate as it can be. So, cracking on. Number one, can I leave my job? My employment visa has been extended until 2014. Stay in Hong Kong on my employment visa until the wedding, and then transfer my visa to a dependent visa linked to my husband. The answer to that question is yes. The moment you stop working for your current employer, your ability to continue to work in Hong Kong ceases at the point of your employment termination. But the privilege to reside continues on. So as long as in that time you're maintaining all the vestiges of settlement in Hong Kong, then for all practical purposes, the fact that you are not going to be working whilst you have an employment visa with a limit of stay that's still valid should not break your continuity of residence, specifically or particularly if you're going to be preparing for your nuptials in that time. So yes, you can transfer from employment visa to a dependent visa and expect that it's not going to break your continuity of residence, which effectively answers your second question. And as long as I said, you can show that all throughout this time you have been continually engaged in activities that can be said to suggest that you are settled in Hong Kong, and as I said, preparing for your nuptials to a Hong Kong resident is certainly good evidence of this. So yes, you'll be fine in that regard. Yes, time spent as a dependent visa holder will definitely count towards permanent residency, so long as you're going from your employment visa into your dependent visa back to back. Any state of administrative flux in relation to your change of immigration status should not preclude you from qualifying, having that time qualify under the 7-year rule. Question four, does permanent residency need to come from only one type of visa, or can come from multiple visas? Effectively, you need a residence visa, and that residence visa can be reflected in any kind of visa other than visitor. Or indeed any of the other categories, such as a foreign domestic helper, or if you've been admitted under the supplementary labour scheme. People who are admitted under these programmes do not have the privilege of being able to count time spent as a holder of that type of visa for the purposes of continuous ordinary residence. So yeah, going from one employment visa to a dependent visa is not going to be a problem for you. Effectively, I think I've answered the question five. If there's any benefit in having an employment visa over a dependent visa for permanent residency or privileges as a Hong Kong resident, no, it doesn't make any difference. It's all about the act of settlement. Can I attend a Hong Kong-based university on the employment visa, or must I change the visa to a student visa? Well, under the employment visa, you're entitled to join in a part-time course of study. If it's your intention to engage in a full-time course of study, then you need to relinquish your employment visa and change to a student visa. So for all practical purposes, in your circumstances, time spent as a student, which would then subsequently adjust to dependent once you've got the marriage to your fiancé out of the way, all of that will count as good time for ordinary residence purposes when it comes to your round of board application subsequently. Finally, will the time between the date of resignation and the beginning of my student visa, if you choose to do this, break the continuous living requirement for permanent residency? And again, the answer is no. As long as you can show that you're engaged in the act of settlement, or continuing engagement in the act of settlement throughout all of this time, then it will not break your continuous ordinary residence for the purposes of a right of abode application. Problems only ever come into play with breaking continuous ordinary residence if you effectively relinquish your residence visa status and don't do anything about re-invoking it, or reinstating it, I should say, within a very quick period of time after it's expired. But if you've got continuous back-to-back residence visas throughout all of this time, and the ordinary pattern of your life suggests that you have been settled in Hong Kong throughout all of this time, and in fact any absences from Hong Kong during this time have been of a merely temporary nature, as evidenced by what you leave behind to return back to at the end of your temporary sojourn abroad, and at the time that you make your application for permanent residency, you can show that you've got back-to-back tenancy agreements, or you've got residential accommodation arrangements in place, for example, such that you've bought your own property, and you can show that. as long as you can show that you've got your tax returns all in good order, and that for all practical purposes you've got an obvious manifest pattern of normal continuous ordinary residence in Hong Kong throughout those 7 years. The plans as you've set them out for me in your list of seven questions suggest that you won't have any problems at all when it comes time to making your application for a permanent identity card.